Welcome back, family. It's been a while, but we definitely wanted to check in with one of our favorite people. Dr. Bernadette has been a guest of ours numerous times, and every single time she takes time out of her busy schedule to help us understand health issues and what's going on with the world. And I don't think anything could be more important right now than getting the facts from someone who knows them. Take a listen to this one. We're always happy she has time for us. And we couldn't be prouder to call her a member of the family. Let's go. I don't know if I even want to say welcome back, family, because it's almost just a continuation of the love. I could call this woman once a week and have as good a conversation as I had if we let a whole year go between them. But someone who listened to our last conversation said, "Oh my God, I love Dr. Bernadette. I'm so glad you had her on again." And I was shocked because, you know, sometimes we put energy out and people don't let us know the energy was received. But I was so gratified that someone else has enjoyed us talking as much as I enjoy talking to you. So I guess all that being said, I should introduce you. I know, you know what? You've done this enough. Go ahead and introduce me.
So now you want me to do your show.
Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite family member until the next favorite family member, Dr. Bernadette is back with us.
And glad to be back.
I think the last time we talked was right about a month or so into our new lives, and we had hope. We still have hope, so don't let me paint this as a negative view of the world, but things didn't go exactly as we expected them. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I am just trying to, navigate through this whole COVID pandemic. You know, as a physician, every day we are met with new challenges, but like you said, there's hope. And so that's what I want people to hold on to, that there is hope, and now we just need to get some patience and to stay very vigilant about what we're doing. And this thing will soon be behind us. It's going to be behind us. That's the message. It is going to be behind us. But until it is, we are going to have to stay vigilant, and we're going to need to stay focused on those things to keep ourselves and our families and friends safe. And I know that's hard to do. I mean, it's the summertime. People want to go out and have fun and hang out. And so this has been kind of a different summer. You know, there haven't been those, festivals and all of those things. And we've been kind of in the lockdown in our homes. But we have to remember that we have to do what's best for us and for the greater good. So we have to keep doing it. No matter how tired we're getting, we cannot become casual. I think when we talked the last time, we had, you know, of course, a large number of cases, but even now we have about 5.5 million cases of COVID and 170,000 deaths. So I was hoping then that we would not get to this situation, but here we are. Yes, we have made some progress, but we still are nowhere out of the woods yet. And so that's what people need to hear and understand. Because we become very casual in our actions and activities, we are still in the woods, and we still need to stay focused.
Well, let's start with hope. I just saw something just a few hours ago, I think yesterday in Wuhan, where we had like the first reported cases. They had their first concert of over 10,000 people because they've got it so far under control. And I think that gave me hope, because if they, the place where we call ground zero, are now at the point where they're able to proceed with life and entertainment. I mean, I think that's something that we can look forward to.
Absolutely. But we also have to understand how they got there. I mean, they were very strict about wearing the mask, about the social distancing. And we are still, you know, we still haven't really lined up to that yet. So we're still kind of wavering, and we have to get that strict as well. I mean, they did a great job at saying, look, you're going to wear the mask, you're going to stay home when you don't need to be out, and you're going to stay apart from each other. And that's the attitude that we have to have. And I saw that same thing on the news, and I hope many people saw that, because we can get back there, but we're just not there yet. And what's happening that I'm seeing here with us is that we're starting to behave as though we are there, and we are not. And when we behave that way, it's actually setting us back, and it's going to take us a longer time to get where we want to be. I know that we're going to have that same thing happen here, but it's not happening right now. And I don't want us to be fooled to think that we're there yet, because we're not.
I know it sounds weird, probably 5 or 6 months into this whole thing, to ask this question, but sometimes I wonder if maybe we do need to go back to basics with our understanding of how we should be moving. What's the most mm-hmm. important thing that we can do to, I mean, not only keep ourselves safe, but to make sure that we're not a risk to anyone else?
It's so basic. We have to keep the mask on. You have to keep the mask on and stay 6 feet apart. Those are like the nuts and bolts of taking care of yourself during this pandemic. The other thing that you can do is, whatever medical problem that you're having, be it hypertension or diabetes or high cholesterol, keep it under control. The tighter you control your other conditions, the better off you're going to be in this pandemic. So if we just do those basic things, it's going to put us ahead. This isn't the time not to take your medications. This isn't the time to not exercise. I mean, exercise helps us in so many different ways. There's so many things we can still do, and I don't want us to isolate ourselves in our homes and forget to do those basic things. I still see people not wearing masks. I still see people not keeping the 6 feet apart. If we're tired of this, if we really, really are tired of this, do the right thing so we can get this behind us.
I want to ask this question. I'm trying to be sensitive to everybody's views on this whole thing. Not some of y'all. Some of y'all just got bad views, and I'm not sensitive to that. Because y'all need to stay away from the rest of us that are trying to move forward. But I keep hearing this thing about, well, sometimes people don't, they can't wear the mask because they have breathing problems. Is that true? Like, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. Are there really people who just can't wear masks? And if so, what should they be doing?
I mean, I can imagine that there are always going to be some people that cannot wear the mask. Say if you have, a significant respiratory problem, COPD or the like. So it would be difficult to wear it. So in that situation, you need to limit your exposure to other people and limit your time out of your home. I mean, and perhaps you can find another covering if the mask is too much for you. There are other coverings that you can try to put over your mouth and nose that may be not as effective as wearing a mask, but it's better than wearing nothing. I mean, we all can do something. I don't want anybody to just fall to the excuse, I'm uncomfortable in a mask. I mean, personally, I don't like wearing a mask 8 hours seeing patients, but I do what I do because I want to keep my patients safe, as well as I have a responsibility to keep my family safe. So it's not about what feels comfortable right now. It's about doing the right thing.
As a doctor, I'm sure you've dealt with, even, prior to COVID and this ongoing pandemic, you've dealt with reticence of people going to the doctor and getting checked out. Because if you get checked, then, they're going to find something. And I don't know about you, but probably not you, because you got the answers. But there's been mornings where I woke up with my allergies bad in the middle of summer, forgetting I live in the middle of allergy hot zone, and thought, oh my God, my throat's sore. I got a runny nose. I got COVID. I'm finna die. And then, 3 hours later, oh yeah, pollen count is up. I'm good.
Exactly.
How do we deal with, how do we deal with knowing, look, we don't have COVID because I haven't left the house in 3 weeks. I haven't been around anybody. I can't catch COVID from the refrigerator. Oh my God.
Right.
But getting over that hump of going to get tested, or, you know, even just, you know, I think my sugar may be a little high. It's been too high consistently. I need to go to the doctor. I'm scared of going to the doctor because now COVID's outside lurking around the corner waiting to grab me. There's so much anxiety going on right now, even just to go get some Benadryl from, you know, CVS. I waited three more days. Like, go to CVS. Exactly. I might get that COVID, and then I don't care about these allergies anymore.
Exactly. What you said is true. You know, I look at it as right now, all roads lead to COVID, but all roads don't lead to COVID. So, I mean, it's that simple. Like, you have to remember, we know our bodies. You know you have allergies every year around this time. So the likelihood that you're waking up sneezing, you have your window open, the pollen is high right now, it's probably your allergy. Now, if you're concerned, no one can ever fault you for calling your doctor and discussing your symptoms for reassurance. I get it. Everybody's anxiety is high right now, and it only takes us a few minutes to kind of calm things down. I'd rather to calm it down than for you to be in your house and you're just, you know, your anxiety is just escalating because you think you have COVID when your allergies are flaring up. Now, I say that, but I am coming up to a season that I'm very concerned about called the flu season, because this it mimics COVID. So we have flu and pneumonia staring at us in the next 6 to 8 weeks, and we don't have a great handle on COVID. That's when it's going to be more concerning and more scary, because you're really going to have people not knowing what is what. Some physicians, as physicians, we're not going to necessarily know what is what. So we will need quite a bit more COVID testing. We're asking people to please, please, if you have never, ever considered getting your flu vaccine, this is the year I would really, really advise you to get your flu vaccine. Now, I've heard it all. I've heard that, you know, I took the flu vaccine and the next day I got the flu. That probably didn't happen. Because you didn't get the vaccine and it started giving you the flu the next day. We're talking about 10 to 14 days before it really can help you with the flu. Now, you might have some achiness or some sore muscles. That may have happened, but that's a small price to pay to not get the flu. Because if your immune system is having to deal with the flu and then being exposed to COVID, and then we have pneumonia coming around, and it's the cold season, the regular cold season, that's a lot to ask your immune system to fight. So you have to take the initiative to protect yourself against something. If you got sick when you took the flu shot 20 years ago, I would give it another try this time.
It might go different.
You know, and I understand. I mean, I understand people are afraid of the vaccines, but, you know, if you're going to be afraid of the vaccines, as well as we're afraid of COVID, we have to come up with some ground where you can protect yourself and feel at peace.
If you could go and get the shots to be able to travel, you can go get the flu vaccine, period.
Yeah, but I hear all kinds of excuses why people will not get the flu vaccine. And I mean, you have to understand that some people are already immunocompromised. So you don't want to be skipping out on the flu vaccine. Don't make excuses. I mean, even if you get a little, you know, not feeling well for a couple of days, it's not going to be the worst thing that could happen to you. You will get over it.
Speaking of vaccines, people are telling me already that when they get a virus or a vaccine for this virus, this COVID-19, that they're not taking it because that's how they're going to get us. I can already sense your face getting tight.
you could tell, couldn't you? You know, listen, we take a chance on many things. I mean, let's face it. Any of us that are taking medications right now, most studies had a very small group of minorities, if any at all, in the studies. So anything that you're taking right now, you are in a study. What I mean by that is that you were not included in the original study, so now you're in your own private study. So when we say we're not going to take things because we don't want to be a guinea pig, you are a guinea pig because there's not enough of us in the studies. So to say that you're not going to get a vaccine that can help you based on fear is not the right thing to do right now. It is just not the right thing to do. These vaccines, I know people are afraid because we're trying to bring things to the market much sooner than we normally would be able to. But believe me, these vaccines are still being supervised. You know, the FDA, you know, they are still supervising these vaccines. We're not going to just put something on the market that isn't safe. You know, we have to have, you know, right now we're having people go through different trials. And the reason we go through these trials is so that we can pick up different things before we introduce it to a large number of people. You can say that you're not going to take the vaccine, but it will be a mistake right now. We have people dying. I mean, when you think about taking something or not taking something, you look at the risk and the benefits of taking something versus not taking something. And when death is your risk, you have to really think that thing out. Is this really something you want? Because if you actually come in contact with COVID, you might want to be one of the people who end up in the ICU. And some of the people who end up in the ICU, they're young. You know, they didn't have any comorbidity. Now, the majority of them may have, but you, how do we know that you're not going to be that person who is, who doesn't have the comorbidities and who, you know, ends up in the ICU and is fighting for their life? Is that the position you want to put yourself in when you have another option, which is a vaccine? And hey, true enough, our vaccines improve as we go and we make changes, but it's not going to be unsafe. Where I don't believe that it will be unsafe and kill masses of people.
We did a lot of talking.
COVID is doing that, right? So
we did a lot of talking about COVID. So I want to switch gears a little bit and just check in with you. How you doing? I know you've probably been busy over these last 5 months.
I know. I am actually doing really good. You know, I am trying to stay positive and focus on some, you know, some personal goals during this time, because this doesn't have to be all negative. You know, now that we're in our homes, we can get some other stuff done, right?
I don't know about you, but know? I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to take nothing out of this quarantine that I didn't bring into it. I'm stagnant in my life and I appreciate it. I don't understand people who think that way. So
no, come on. This is time to get some of those other things checked off your list. Get something positive done. Get, you know, whatever goal you might have done. This is our time to get into our exercise program that we all said we don't have time to do. We got time to do it now, right? Aren't you walking?
Have to. I mean, I have to walk just so that I don't stare at the same wall for
exactly
19 hours
and
a day.
I'm glad you said that, because, you know, I hear people say, you know, well, I'm gaining weight because I can't get to go out to the gym. What happened to the great outdoors? Get outside and walk. This is a and when you're outside walking, you don't have to have on your mask when you're outside walking. You can freely enjoy the nice fresh air. I mean, don't go talking to people. You should be focused on your walking. But you can enjoy this nice fresh air and get your exercise right outside. You do not have to neglect your exercise routine because you don't want to go to the gym. This is no excuse. We just make it excuses.
You still working on the book?
I am working on my book, 52 Prescriptions for Healing, Health, and Happiness. I'm so excited. In fact, I'm in the editing stages of this book, and so I'm very excited about that. And I also started a journal and a children's book during my COVID time. So it's been a blessing to have some time to slow down and to focus on other things. So yeah, I'm really excited. And hopefully next year I can be talking about my book that's in print.
And then I'm going to read the audio book because we've already discussed how my radio voice is amazing.
Yeah, but you said you was going to work on it, right? It's amazing. It just needs a little more work.
You had to do that. People can hear you. You said that out loud.
I like it, though. I like it.
Let's do some quick fire questions. This is something new. We're going to do quick fire. I want to have a spades party. Can I invite 30 people over as long as I take their temperature when they get there?
No. I don't care what how many temperatures you check. How do you, just because somebody doesn't have a fever doesn't mean they don't have COVID. I wish it was that simple.
How do I know you know that?
How do you know I know that?
I don't know. You ain't just make up that answer.
It's called science, and I, actually, and I actually believe in science.
What's the one thing I can do tomorrow to improve my health?
A couple things, but the one thing I would say is this: if you, for one, if you have any underlying health conditions, focus on getting those things under control. The other thing is, to really concentrate on nutrition and exercise and sleeping well. Those things are so important. It really is interesting because those are some real prescriptions. I know people come to doctors for pills, but those are the true prescriptions. Those are the things that are going to really change your life. When you are really consistent with it, it can change your life and actually cause you to need to see me a whole lot less. So do those things. And they're in your wheelhouse. They're in your wheelhouse. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort on your part to do those things.
All right. So if I had to choose tomorrow, I already know that I'm not allowed to choose. But if I had to choose tomorrow between eating healthy and exercising, which would have the greater impact?
I would tell you to eat healthy. Because eating healthy is 80% of what it's going to take to make a significant change in your life. Exercise, to me, complements the eating healthy. But what I often see people do is they feel like they can eat anything they want and then they're going to make it up in the gym. That rarely happens. That, because you cannot out-exercise your core. It's not going to happen, you know? So, and people come to me like, I can't lose weight, and they tell me how many times they're working out, but they don't want to discuss the diet. So focus on eating healthy. And then the gym. They go together, but more so I would tell you to focus on eating healthy. Because you can eat healthy and lose weight without going to the gym. The gym makes it easier, but it's not impossible to do.
Okay. All right. I see what you did. Gave me no out.
but let me say this. When I say eat healthy, see, some people think it's all or none. I honestly believe if you eat healthy 80% of the time, you can enjoy yourself the other 20, and it will not negate the 80%. But actually, what I usually see in my office is the flip. People eat healthy 20%, and then they do what they want 80%, and they wonder why they're not getting anywhere. That's not going to work. You know, we have to stay focused, but enjoy yourself. Don't be around here thinking, oh, I can never have a slice of cake. You can't have the whole cake. But you could occasionally get a slice there.
What if I spread that cake out over 2 days?
The whole cake?
I'm just, hypothetically, I'm just.
No, you do not need to spread the whole cake out. That should be over the whole year.
No, but I'm going to eat salad the other 5 days of the week.
Yeah, no, you're not. And then let's define salad. The salad is not lettuce with everything you want on top of the lettuce. Okay? I see that too. I see it when I'm out. People have salad with chicken wings on top of the lettuce. That's not a salad. A salad.
Where
to
you
me,
been if they put chicken wings on top of the salad?
I see chicken wings and bacon bits dripping off these salads. To me, let me just advise you, if 90% of your salad cannot be pulled from the ground, you are not the salad. And stop fooling yourself. Because these salads have a tremendous amount of calories and fat in them. And we trick ourselves to think, all I had was a salad. But you had a 1,200-calorie salad with 56 grams of fat. You know?
But the keto diet says I can have all the fat that I want.
Oh, Lord.
All right, go ahead and shoot that balloon out of the sky too.
That's just, I say this, and I'm going to stick to it. Create a healthy lifestyle. Stop going after fads. Create a healthy lifestyle. Stick with the healthy lifestyle. And you're not going to do it overnight. So just keep trying. Keep making small changes and sticking to it. You're going to see the progress. But you can't start something on Monday and then tell me on Friday it didn't work. Oh, okay.
But keto said I can eat as much meat as I want and no carbs, and I'm good.
Well, we're all going to have carbs, because carbs are in pretty much all of our foods, and we can limit the number of carbs we have, and I agree with that. I mean, I don't think we should sit down and have a, you know, try to eat as many carbs as possible, but balance is key. Balance meal. That's what you want to do. You want to balance your protein with your fruit and vegetables, and stop trying to, I think when you actually say you can't have something and deprive yourself of something, that's actually when you start the craving. And you end up eating more than you would have eaten if you would have just, you know, eaten it in moderation in the first place.
We're talking a lot about food, and that actually brings me back to a question that I meant to ask you. Restaurants. I know every area, municipality, whatever, is doing things differently, but restaurants are reopening in some places, and they're, you know, they're supposed to be social distancing. We've seen the pictures of some restaurants where it's wall to wall people, and in other places it's like every other booth and so on and so forth. How do you feel about that?
Well, when we go out to eat, we can only have so much control over the environment. Now, there are places with patios. I feel more comfortable sitting in those places. But you still need to watch if they're not distance, if there's no social distancing going on. Regardless of whether we're outside or inside, there still needs to be social distancing. So you have to use wisdom. And when you look around and you start to see that too many people are being, you know, put into the space, use your wisdom, and it's time for you to leave. You know, I personally pick up a lot of foods rather than staying at restaurants, but occasionally you get tired of being at home and you want to go out and sit. But you know, I would really advise you to go to places that have an open patio and be very aware of your surroundings. And if you feel like, hey, they're really putting a lot of people in this space, then hey, it's time for you to leave.
I saw the AMC is planning on opening their theaters this week, matter of fact. And they're running a special where it's 35 cent or something like that to come to the movies for that first weekend to get people back in. And they're going to be doing every other row, and people are required to wear masks unless they're eating food. Well, first of all, I think that most of us will be eating popcorn or drinking a soda during the movie. Yeah. So, I don't know how many masks will actually be worn, but is it safe to go to the movies right now? Like, that seems a little foolhardy to me.
It's really not safe to go any place where you have to depend on somebody else to do the right thing. I mean, you're in the movie theater, and a lot of people, I mean, let's face it, you and I have talked about this before. Some people don't believe this is a real situation. They believe that this still is a hoax. So, and they have that mentality, and their actions line up with that mentality. So for me, no, I'm not going to go into a movie theater because I need to be in better control of my environment. Just like you just said, you're saying that we don't have to wear a mask if we're eating. Most of us who go to the movie will have popcorn and drink. We're going to be eating and drinking through the entire movie. So pretty much you're going to be in an environment where there will be no protection. So you have to ask yourself, is this what you want to do? What movie are they showing that you would risk COVID for?
I don't have a good answer for that one. I saw it and thought, oh no.
I mean, it's just another situation to increase the number of cases of this deadly virus. I mean, I was watching the news, and they were showing how, you know, college students are back on campuses and having parties, and, you know, they're having to, you know, already talk about not having classes. this COVID-19 is very serious. If you believe it's a hoax, if you, and some people might believe that because, you know, when we are afraid or fear has us operating out of denial and feeling helpless and hopeless. So we try to control it by saying things like, this is a hoax. But if there's a 1% chance, if there's a 0.5% chance that this thing is real, you have to line up and do the right thing. So I give it to you. If you want, I'm not going to argue about whether or not it's a hoax or not, but if there's the slightest possibility that it's not, you need to put that mask on and stay 6 feet apart.
I'm going to let you go in a second, but I want to ask a two-part question. One,
Okay. Why
do you think that it was so hard for America to kind of catch on to what the rest of the world did and kind of lock down and get ourselves positioned to make it out the other side of this and, you know, in a reasonable time frame? And two, What do we do now besides wearing the mask? Like, what's our next step moving forward that's going to get us over the hump, so to speak?
I think that what really put us behind is that leadership was all over the place. And when leadership is all over the place, then who are we going to follow? And, you know, so, and there was also a distrust amongst people. You know, who do you believe? You know, are you believing the medical society? Are you believing politicians? So that put us behind. So here we are now, and we have to decide how to go forward. But we're not going to go forward unless the majority of us, I mean, there's never going to be 100% of anything, but the majority of us must be on the same page. And we have to look to these vaccines and these cures, and we have to start thinking now, how are we going to receive them? You know, we talked before about people not wanting, I hear this in my office all the time, I'm not going to take the vaccine. I think what we need to do now is to make people feel comfortable. And this is the medical community's responsibility, that you can trust us, that we're going to do what we feel is safe. We're not politicians. And when we make decisions, we make it based on health and what we believe is the best possible solution right now. And I know we're looking for a different answer. But the answer right now, your vaccine right now really is, and I know you didn't want me to say this, but it really is the mask and washing your hands and staying out of the public, you know, unless you need to really be there, and to get information from the right source or a credible source is what I should say. We have to stick with credible sources. And right now in this pandemic, the credible source is the medical community.
It's not Facebook?
Yeah, well, no.
Because there's a Facebook group that says that I can, you know, do whatever, apple cider vinegar, and it'll fix everything with some turmeric.
You know, this is what I'm going to say to that. I find it fast that everyone can become a doctor. Everyone! But I can't do everyone else's job. You don't see me downstairs and, you know, with my hood up fixing my car. But everyone thinks they can spend 5 minutes on the internet and they become a doctor. I see this every day. I am not saying not to do a Google search on your condition to become knowledgeable, but you have to understand that there's a reason we go to medical school for 4 years and then do an additional training in the hospital with attending physicians. There's a reason for that, because we understand the whole picture. Google search is a snapshot. Not telling you not to go on the internet, but come on now. Use wisdom.
It was Google that made me think that I had coronavirus. I found an infographic from the CDC with the symptoms, and every couple of hours, I was checking it. No, okay. Allergies.
Good for you.
I'm dead serious. It's still in my phone for the next time I wake up paranoid.
I'm so excited you went with allergy instead of COVID.
Just for that,
you made the right choice. Even though you didn't go to medical school, you made the right choice.
My rate for when I read your book just went up for that one.
Exactly.
I'm so happy we did this.
But let me, please, I just want to leave on this, though, because, you know, that image with those people at the concert, I just want people to know that we're going to get back there. We really will get back there. So don't give up hope. Just be patient. And I know it's been hard because it's been several months that have felt like several years. But, you know, continue to be patient and we're going to get back there. We've been through tougher times and we got up past that. We're going to get past COVID-19.
Have you heard of this Corona gray thing where more people are finding gray hairs because it's just the stress of coronavirus?
I can believe that. I definitely can believe that. But, you know, with coronavirus, we're finding more everything. We find more. You sit in your house, you find more things you need to get fixed.
More of your friends you got to let go because they don't believe in corona.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I didn't know you. So, okay, that explains some other things.
Unfollow?
Exactly. But you know what I tell people? You know, don't get angry with people because they don't believe like you. I mean, everybody has the right to their opinion, but you also have a responsibility to protect yourself. So, you know, if people don't believe in wearing the mask, then this isn't the time to be coming by my house.
It's a hoax? No, you good.
Oh.
Don't even worry about it. They couldn't even deliver that, so it's not here. You can just go ahead. I get up with you, though.
Exactly. So don't argue about it. Don't get yourself upset about it. Just protect yourself accordingly and keep your distance.
And just because we didn't test doesn't mean that it wasn't out there. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yes. And I'm going to say one other thing, because I know a lot of people now are doing the antibody testing, and, you know, they get the antibody testing back and they say, hey, you know, my antibody testing proved that I've had COVID, so I can just go out here and do whatever I want to. No, you cannot, because right now there are so many unknowns when it comes to what to do with the results of these antibody testing that it's not wise for you to then assume that you can go out and not wear your mask and, you know, hang out with everybody. That's just not true. We don't know what it means yet. Give the medical community a chance to figure out what it means to have a positive antibody test and what that means for you in your daily life.
I didn't know that was a thing. People were just taking antibody tests and then going out in the street.
I was unaware. Who felt like, well, since they've proven that I've had COVID, then I don't have to worry about getting it anymore, so I could just go out and do what I want to do. No, that's absolutely not true.
So they thought it was like chicken pox.
Yeah. But, you know, just because you can get chicken pox, you can too. it comes in an adult form of shingles. Chicken pox goes to sleep, not away.
So if you've learned nothing else from this conversation, it is not like chicken pox.
Exactly.
God bless you. So you just want to pat him on the head. Oh, there you are. Okay. We did it again. We've talked much, much longer than we anticipated. Last time I said we were going to do it again in a month, and it was 5 months later, but the world changed around us.
Exactly.
Let's try and do something for flu season. I mean, we're not going to celebrate flu season. I mean, let's try and get back together and talk about flu season.
No, that will be absolutely great.
All right. Please tell everybody how they can find you.
So you can find me at my website is drbernadettemd.com. I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn and YouTube also under the handle of Dr. Bernadette MD. And the Dr. is D-R, not D-O-C-T-R, but the actual D-R. D-O-R.
Well, we did it again. My favorite family member until she's off the phone.
Yeah, because I noticed you say that to a lot of people.
No. See, what you're doing right now is telling stories on me. That's not cool.
Yeah.
That's
you know
not
I
cool.
stalked your IG, so I'm like, oh, okay, so that's the common thing.
That's not even me. I have an intern that
yeah. Okay.
I got to hire an intern. But I really appreciate you doing this. And we're going to talk next month, even if it's just me calling your phone. See, so, what y'all don't know is I prank called her, and she almost banged on me.
Yeah. Why are you calling me? Who is this?
Oh, thanks for doing this.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Let's be honest, we all know that talking about COVID is not a fun topic. So we definitely hope that we shared with you some important information, but also made you smile a little bit. We're always grateful when Dr. Bernadette can stop by and share with us not only some information, but just have a good time. Please, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to her or to check out the CDC's website for up-to-date information. We do everything we can to bring you the best possible entertainment and inform you. So if you have any questions, just let us know. Leave us a comment. We do everything for you, and we wouldn't be here without you. So until next time, family, love.